become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. By the way, I think I made an error here. Just to remind folks, that is trendsresearch.com. Gerald should have clocked me, but it's been a couple of months since I've talked to him. But at any rate, just to make sure that people understand, his website, trendsresearch.com. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 21st day of May 2013. And I've got Mr. Drockton, lost someplace in Utah.
Yes, sir. How you doing, John?
Not bad. Hey, look, you're having some personal issues. Your dad is of ill health. How's he doing?
They just put a pacemaker in him, and I'm going to be going out there to see him.
Okay.
So I'll spend some time out there with him this this weekend, and basically, as well as can be expected.
Well, ironically, my wife's father went through the same thing, and it's been 10 years, and he's still kicking. So,
Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be no complications there. You're going to be taking off here when?
I will be gone Thursday, Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday. So I'll be back Wednesday.
All right. Very good. All right. Man. We didn't, I talked to Gerald about this information about whose money is this in the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Paul Craig Roberts, he said, I've been talking with him. He said, they're just going to keep printing the money and keep replacing it. What they're going to do is keep driving the currencies into the ground. And he said that, whether these banks, they think that it's their money anyway, but whether you could prove that in a court of law or not would be one thing. But I brought up with Gerald, we have a money monopoly in this country. Just ask anybody that's tried to go out and create any kind of competition to the Fed Reserve. And I asked him, I said, why can't we use the Sherman Antitrust Act and go after the manipulators and the liars and the international gangsters and cut this association that is literally strangling us, Paul?
Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, is that currency replication violation, we talked about this on the show with the Liberty Dollar, how they shut that down, claiming that they were counterfeiting U.S. currency when they weren't. And as ironic as it sounds, believe it or not, Disney has its own currency, and they have no fear whatsoever to make it look like U.S. currency, with the difference being that instead of using the presidents, they use Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, and Goofy, which might be even a more accurate depiction than how you look at things.
Oh, my goodness. Mickey Mouse on your currency. Well, yeah, I'd be more honest. Yeah, I'm sure it would. Hey, I got to take the break. I hear the music. We'll be back right after this break.
So ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A lot of good things are starting to form with the network. We're talking with Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt's going to come over on the network. Bill Frady, that does the GOA show Monday through Friday, we're firming that one up. More stations, more outreach out there. That's good news. But in the meantime, had a little glitch here. A few advertisers went sideways. Gold and silver's down because they keep hammering it. And like always, rather than looking at this as an opportunity to purchase, people are going, okay, well, maybe it'll go down even further. Maybe I'll listen to the propaganda and gold's going to go to 500 an ounce again, and silver will be 275 an ounce. folks, what I'm hearing, Paul, and I don't have anything solid to back this up with, but what I'm hearing and the futures contracts with silver, we had heard it one time, and that was pretty well confirmed that it was like 100 contracts for every lousy ounce of silver that they had. Now I'm hearing that it's higher, maybe as much as 500 to 1.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, the reality is it's only paper that they're creating. It's not real silver, and that's what people need to remember.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like a guy walks into a store with a dollar bill, and he goes to the copy machine, he runs off 100 copies. Are you going to accept that as currency?
Well, people still seem, you know, I'm old enough to recognize when you'd go into the corner store and when prices were manageable, and you'd flip a quarter on the counter and you'd hear that sharp ring, not that dull thud. People, they don't even recognize that their coin has gone bye-bye. I mean, they just don't get it. You'll show somebody. I saw a video, and I kid you not, I forget the gentleman's name that did the video, but he was trying to give people silver dollars, and they didn't know what they were. He was giving away free silver dollars, and he would ask people, hey, would you like one of these? And I go, well, I don't know. You know, what is that?
John, it's funny, too, because we've got states like Utah where gold and silver is legal tender.
Absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And until we break that tie with these money manipulators, these masters of deceit, they about have us over the barrel. They've got Europe by the throat. They've got us by the throat. And I am just amazed. It's still to this day, as much as I've talked about this on air, as many stories and documents and everything else that we've done, that we still have this. And I am just amazed. Look, one thing I wanted to do is to make sure that people do not forget that we're in a pledge drive here. I'm talking about gold and silver. We tried a little different approach to this, and it seems to be doing okay. You've had a few people that made purchases of from you recently for silver that said, hey, I want to donate some silver over to RBN, so shave off some rounds for that to make sure that we're supporting the network. Mm-hmm. Folks, we're on a 1,000-ounce march here to clean up the bills here at the network, to have a clean slate. We're going to fire this thing up. All this is done, and I want to tell folks this, Paul, all this has done is really pissed me off, and it's made me dig my spurs in even harder, and it's energized me.
I can hear it, John. I can hear it in your voice.
I know what we have here. We've heard from the people, the calls, the emails that we have gotten from people. We are family. And they know that they can call up, they're not screened, that they can talk about issues on this network. It's live, it's interactive, and we're going to keep expanding. But we need a little bit of help here because things kind of went sideways. Anybody noticed? The economy is kind of in the doldrums. Well, that affects everybody, and us probably more than anybody could ever imagine. So what we're asking people to simply do, you know, and you probably forgot about those few rounds that you threw in your sock drawer. Send them into the network, folks. Help us with this one. We're getting over. We're going to get over this hump, and I'm going to come out swinging even harder because we've got something worth protecting. We're talking about our very lives and the quality of our lives and what it's going to take to maintain liberty and freedom. It's been an uphill battle. We've been battling many dark forces out there. But
that's the truth.
It can and will be done. And we're asking, a little help from our friends out there.
John, the other thing as well is I want to point out to people that, you know, even if you don't have silver in a usable form, we can still refine it and we can turn it into usable form. And basically, When you buy, whether you're buying rounds or whether you're buying U.S. Mint or whether you're buying our rounds, which are depository approved, IRA eligible, you're getting your silver from the same sources. And a lot of it is just refined silver that they've melted down silverware, they've melted down sterling silver, they've melted down sterling silver chains. With gold, it's no different as well. I mean, 14 karat gold, 10 karat gold chains. They melt that stuff down and they turn it into American Eagles. So gold is gold is gold is gold, and the refining process takes out all the impurities. And basically with gold, we can refine it to four nines, so 0.9999. And the bottom line is that it doesn't need to be around. It doesn't need to be a bar. It doesn't need to be a coin. If you've got jewelry sitting in your jewelry case, take a look at it. See if it says 925 on it. If it says 925 on it, or if it says sterling, that's sterling silver, and that has value. We can melt that down into usable form. And we've got refineries that'll pay cash for it. And so just another way to help the network. If you've got an old gold chain mine around, 10 karat gold, 14 karat gold, it really doesn't matter. I mean, the reality is think about it this way. You can wear that stuff around your neck, keep it in your jewelry box. But understand this, that if you get to the point where you have to pawn that, you're going to get pennies on the dollar in your local community for that broken gold chain and that silver chain. Whereas with this network, you can do a whole lot of good.
Well, and we're going to maintain, and we're going to stick around, and we're going to keep plugging even harder, because in my estimation, there is no alternative. What's the alternative to what we're facing today in this country?
This is unparalleled. I don't care who is looking at it. We had the Fed come out today and say that quantitative easing is going to kick up again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you mean to tell me that what did they say, that as soon as the unemployment figures dips below maybe 6.5%, that will stop the quantitative easing? So,
yeah.
I guess we're still unemployed out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's a couple other things to throw into the mix. Chuck sent me an email, and I guess apparently the COMEX in China is now settling in cash. They will no longer settle in precious metals. Which means if you're buying futures contracts in China, you're not going to get gold or silver. You're going to get cash. JP Morgan's been doing that here for years, by the way, John.
What's really amazing to me, Paul, is Europe is continuing to buy bonds. The government is buying the bond. Well, buying the bonds for the yield on what? They're monetizing the debt. They're doing it to the tune of 86 or 83 billion. I forget the exact number, but it's well over $80 billion a month, to make bonds, and then the government sucks them up. Because guess what? And this is what I said when Gerald Celente was on. Paul, you have bonds, and they used to have things called yields, but the bonds have no yields anymore. They have nothing. So the government is still doing the old trickeroni here. They're issuing the bonds. The government's buying them. Well, then we're monetizing our own debt. Nobody is buying these stinking things because they have no yield.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an investment. And bottom line is if you factor in the depreciating dollar, and remember, a dollar from 1913 is worth less than a penny today.
So say that again.
A 1913 dollar, which bought a dollar's worth of goods in 1913, is worth less than a penny today.
Oh, you mean we've finally broken through? I always thought it was 96-97% that we've lost of the dollar. You mean we've lost over 99% now?
Correct.
Oh, well. Well, I can see going into Wendy's next week and paying $20 for two hamburgers. By the way, I read this in the paper, the Bloomberg section. I was just thumbing through it the other day. McDonald's is going to stop selling its sirloin burger. Why? Because they would have to charge upwards to over $6 for a sirloin burger. So they're going to eliminate that from their menu. I'm sorry. I thought McDonald's had a dollar menu. What are they calling it now? Jeez. Jim in South Carolina. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, John. Should have got my package today, did you?
I got your package, and it's now in somebody else's hands. I cashed that out, and I thank you so much.
Well, I put a couple of extra silver rounds in there that would be good for the smelter, I think.
I saw those. They were pretty interesting. Yeah, I held those back. I'm going to send them over to Paul. Yeah, I couldn't figure out what the heck they were. I kept looking at them going, what are these things?
We're going to melt them down and mint Disney dollars.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jim. A friend of mine has a coin shop in town, and I just cashed those out today. And we paid, what did we pay with that? Oh, Matrix. We paid a big bill today, so I thank you so much for that. Jim, hang on a second. I've got to take this break. We'll be right back.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, we are back. Jim in South Carolina, you wanted to say, sir?
Yes, I hope you held a little bit back so you could go out and have a good dinner there for yourself and your loved one.
No, I'm happy, or depending on your point of view, I'm sad to report that all that money went to the network.
Okay.
Which makes me happy.
Good. Well, at least we done something positive. That last hour, Gerald Celente just proves why John needs to stay around for another 5 years at least.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of these days I will retire from behind the microphone, but not before I make sure that there's somebody that can replace me and this network will continue to do what it's designed to do. I could use a little break and be the guy behind the curtain. That would be nirvana for me. But not any time in the near future, I can guarantee you that.
Well, good luck with the rest of the drive. I just thought I'd give you a call, see if it made it, and I'm glad it did, and I'm glad it worked out well for you.
Well, and thank you again, Jim. That was magnanimous, and we greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good program. I'm going to sit back and listen.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, let you know how the pledge drive is going, folks. There's nobody in the office this afternoon, but you can go to the website. You can do it by PayPal. Make a PayPal donation. I'm sorry? Oh, we just had a volunteer here. If you want to call in and make a donation, you can do so. My producer slash board op here, he'll work his magic in here, and he'll take your donations if you'd like to call in. 800-724-2719. He will take your call. If you want to go to PayPal, that's simple to do. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the top, right under where it says, oh, buy gold and silver now, there's the PayPal donate button. Just click on that and go to the PayPal. If you just want to send a check or a money order or FRNs wrapped in foil, as we say, we don't care, you can send that to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And like I said, it's a lot easier for people out there. Hey, I got some silver rounds. Yeah, we need to keep you on the air. Send those over to us, folks. Send them over. They really help. A lot of people prefer cash donations, and that is fine as well. However you can help us. You've got those 10, 14-karat broken gold chains in your drawer. You have old jewelry and earrings. Bag them up. Send them over. We can have them smelted down. And one dear lady, Paul, God bless her. God bless her. Mm-hmm. She sent me over, and I've got them in my pocket. Let me stand up here real quick. She sent over, one, two, three, about six quarters, and she had spent $8.30 by putting them in an envelope and sending them to us, but they were the new quarters. and evidently she did not know that, but I thank you, dear lady, for the intended purpose. To me, that's just as good as six silver quarters.
The widow's mite, man. The widow's mite. It's all good.
I'm telling you, again, you know, God loved people. This is a family, and we're going to keep this family together, and we're going to grow it. There is no other option. We're going to stay in this fight. Help us out. Help us do it. To give you an update on it, we're approaching about... I do believe the last figures were past 9,000, but not anywhere near the 10. So we're looking to do this pledge drive and collect about 25 grand for the network. And by the expansion that we're doing, the people we're going to be bringing on, the stations that we're going to be adding, that is definitely going to help our advertisers out there. We won't have a problem keeping the advertisers because they'll be getting a return on their advertising dollars, a greater return. So it all works, but it only works if we're on air. And we're asking people right now to help us stabilize and keep us there, and we're doing everything. I'll tell you what, Paul, in the past, if I got a little depressed, I would just displace that with a little bit of anger. Worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, I have a calm about myself. And I just feel the energy coming back.
I think we're just going to hit our goal here.
Yeah.
I think the people get it. I don't think it's a matter of it might. I think it's going to happen. I think people are doing everything they can. They realize the urgency right now. Because here's the thing. I mean, you're not doing this because you like doing it. Anybody that knows John Stadtmuller knows that. I think he'd rather jump off the Brooklyn Bridge than do a fundraiser.
I really would, because I am fully cognizant that a lot of people that listen to this network, I mean, they're struggling. And folks, I feel for you. I honest to God do. But there are some out there that, well, you know, I got this, and I'd much prefer to hang on to it. You're the people we're talking about here today that haven't supported us in the past. You know, yesterday... God love Ron McDonald. We've never met face to face, and we have spent many hours on air and many hours on the phone. But I'm doing this pledge drive yesterday, and he goes, "Well, you know what? I'll put up $1,000, and I want to see somebody out there match it." You know, how many guests do you have on a radio show that pull money out of their own pockets?
That's amazing.
It truly is, folks. This is a labor of love here. It's a labor of love, and it's for the restoration project. Don't let anything slip away. Help us fight another day. We'll return in just three. Support the advertisers, folks. Buy a product from them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. A couple of callers online. Dino in Denver. Hello, Dino.
Hey, John. Hey, Hi. Paul. How are you guys
doing? Hey, Dino. Good. How are you doing?
It is another day in paradise.
I'm telling you, ain't it, brother?
I am sitting in Denver traffic, so you got to make... You gotta make it good while you can, but I won't hold you up, gentlemen. Two things. One, Paul, I'll call you on the trading group line. I'm gonna be coming your way, next week to drop off that stuff we talked about on the phone.
Oh, good.
To be turned into rounds. So I'll call you, and find out what day is best for you next week. John, I just got through, yesterday putting in 5 hours overtime so I could send you a second check. Normally I'm only good for about one every other month, but I got to double up this month so we don't lose you guys.
Well, Dino, I greatly appreciate it. I really do.
I appreciate you guys. I don't know where I would go, for real information if I lose you guys. So if I got to throw a third one, I will, but I'll keep listening and find out where you're at.
All right. Well, Dino, I greatly appreciate that. And Paul, when he shows up, give him a big kiss for me.
Oh, heck yeah. That's great. That's a nice little unexpected surprise, so we'll take it.
Yeah.
That'll definitely benefit the network, too, as you know, Dino, so, okay.
Oh, no, I know it. Yeah, I will work that out. I don't have the exact numbers, but let's just say when they tell you, you know, it's 1,000, it's 1,034. We'll start scraping those odd numbers off, and you guys keep that. And,
all right.
And we'll go from there.
Whatever you want to do. It's all great. But I'll talk to you personally. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll talk probably Tuesday.
Okay, excellent.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Dino.
Thanks, Dino.
Stay safe in that Denver traffic.
I'll do my best.
All righty. Thanks.
That's great.
Betty, and is this a guy that's smelting some stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got some stuff he wants to turn into rounds, and that's awesome.
Good.
We talked about it, and I haven't heard back from him. I wasn't expecting a phone call. That's great.
Well, and you know what? I hadn't thought that aspect of it. I mean, people have silver bars and bricks and...
Yeah, we can convert those to rounds, and that's what Dino and I talked about.
And these are certified. They become then certified. What? Explain a little bit about that.
When you buy from the U.S. Mint, you buy the Silver Eagles. They have to follow a process, and that process is what permits Silver Eagles to be stored in the COMEX depositories. The COMEX depositories are insured by Lloyd's of London, and they're very, very exact on what they will permit in their vaults. Mm-hmm. So in order for you to put your silver in their vaults and have it also insured by Lloyd's of London, you have to meet the same quality requirements as the U.S. Mint does. We have to follow the exact same manufacturing. We have to use the same quality of silver from the same U.S. suppliers, and that's the only way we get in. So with our rounds, you can literally put these in an IRA. They're IRA eligible, the depository approved. I mean, it's the highest quality you're going to get. And that, in and of itself, is huge when you start dealing with silver. It's just awesome.
And what about people that have, like, 100-ounce bars? Can they send one of those to you, and you can have them smelted and struck into certified rounds as well?
Yeah. We'll charge $2.50 per ounce to convert those to rounds.
Okay. So if somebody sends you 100 ounces of silver, you mm-hmm. can have 100 rounds struck. Those will be mint certified.
Yep.
And because that was always the question. When people had this, they said, well, you know, I want to buy a quantity and I want to make it easy. Well, they went out and bought these huge things. But when it's time to convert back or do a little bit of trading with real silver, certified silver, mm-hmm. what are you going to do? Take out a pocket knife and shave it?
Exactly. And the problem is with some of these bars, is what are you going to buy with it when silver's $500 an ounce? I mean, hey, I got a 100-ounce bar. Well, multiply it times $500, and what are you looking at?
A house?
Exactly. Walk into a store with one of those, and if you're not mugged when you pull it out of your whatever you're carrying it in,
yeah.
the store owner will just hand you the keys and walk out the door.
Man, oh man, oh man. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello. If you don't mind, I'll change the subject just a little bit.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Very short.
Okay.
The Bernardine Smith's article on seditions of the last 13 presidents.
Yes.
That's the equivalent of the Declaration of Independence, which is negatives. But at the same time in 1776 that those negatives, the group got together and drew up the Declaration of Independence. The group in Virginia under Patrick Henry and in North Carolina drew up for each of the colonies the Bill of Rights. So that's 1776, a long time before our Constitution. And I would like to suggest if somebody is going to set up who they would like to see serve to try and get the Bill of Rights used effectively so it's not lost, the people like John Weaver, who were so good about talking on the Bill of Rights at the time of the Civil War and today, and there's at least three or four of those people that participated in the many old paths conferences at the Church of Cahuilla in California. And I'd like to just kind of nominate, if I could, those people who I think are the best of our generation to try and get something like that done. And that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, ma'am, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, the answer to, what was the bumper sticker that I saw? The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yep. Bill of Rights.
There you go. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. You bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's amazing, Paul. Some of the people that I've met over the years, just staunch, never-ending, constantly driven. One of these people is Bernadine Smith from the Second Amendment Committee. Can you do me a favor? Can you get me the address? She has, I think, a website, and she has a bunch of documents on there. Second Amendment Committee, Bernadine Smith. And this is the one that the woman is in reference. Bernadine sent this over, the corrupt practices and misuse of power by presidents in the United States. And going back to our FDR back in the 30s, I mean, this guy, stone-cold communist, you know, bringing on the New Deal, and then all of these things afterwards was just renamed and given a fresh facelift. But every damn president, including Reagan, including Kennedy, all of them, Eisenhower, it doesn't matter, they were all there to do their part in fomenting and bringing us into the global union. And up to and including Barry Sartorial.
Yeah, he's continuing the program, and what people think, oh, we just get rid of him and we'll get back to good government. Well, we're not going to get back to good government until we go to 1912. Which is the year before the Federal Reserve Act.
And what we can absolutely do at that point is take that surety from the bankers, that was called the IRS, ladies and gentlemen, that internal taxing revenue that we used to pay for government by tariffs and that trade that used to come into the country. I'm sorry, where are these people now that promoted the most favored nation status for Red China? And we're running billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in trade deficit every year with these people. We're building the next boogeyman out there. And we don't even get a fair shake. We don't even have free, unfettered access to their markets. And this is mind-blowing to me. In this country, they'd much rather have us all riding bicycles. And over in China, the people are throwing away their bicycles and they're buying cars. I'm like, whoa.
Hold on
1 second, Paul. I've got the website, libertygunrights.com, and I'll tell you something. You go up there, click on documents. Excuse me. You click on documents, and she's got a load of them in the PDF files. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This will keep you reading, and this is a solid woman that has never let go. She lives in a house that her husband designed with the help of none other than Frank Lloyd Wright. Oh, get that out. I'm choking here, Paul. Take over for a second.
Don't do that. All right, my friends. John is, I just wanted to point out that this is the current future status for gold and silver. Silver, almost 250,000 paper ounces have been thrown into the comics, meaning that it isn't real, just paper. But they're counting it as real, and that's why spot price is where it's at today. Gold, when we take a look at gold, gold is at about 13 million paper ounces. And if we take a look at the comics depositories themselves to see what they have registered for gold inventories, it's 1.6 million. So we're looking at the true price of gold, about $13,000 an ounce. The true price of silver right now, about $150 an ounce. So the bottom line is when is reality going to catch up with the illusion? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know, but well, I just know it will.
Gerald Celente said that, they just gave an okay here, and you mentioned it as well, I do believe, that we're going to fire up another round of quantitative easing. We have to. You see, they're monetizing the debt. They can't sell the bonds to anybody because nobody's going to buy a promissory note to pay at maturity. When it does mature, it'll die of old age because there's no yield there. And they continue to keep tapping the resource and the productivity and the ability to tax on the American people, driving everything down into the ground. Well, we all know where this is going. There's less and less taxpayers out there to support anything anymore. The jobs are gone. The economy, whether If you're living in a world with rose-colored glasses, well, I hope you're doing fine. And have a drink for me. Because the reality of the situation, this is what Gerald talked about, is people are, they just don't want to hear the bad news, Paul. They just don't know what, they don't want to know how bad it really is. What's driving people to be in that state of mind that I'm on, you know?
Yeah, I think it's fair, obviously, but I think the bottom line is people say they want to know the truth, but I just, again, would ask, how much truth do they want to know?
Well, go to that website, libertygunrights.com, and Bernadine has amassed and put on the web, and my Betty in North Carolina, you need to go to that site, libertygunrights.com. That'll spin your head right off your shoulders. This is a solid, solid individual that's been in this fight, 40, going on 50 years. What drives people like this? It's the love of their country, and they won't let it go. I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let these mealy-mouthed little psychotic, greedy, just, I've run out of descriptive terms for this. This has gone even beyond the realm of, some people call it pure evil. Some people call it, unmitigated greed. It's, Paul, it's gone through that barrier. We're into a different dimension.
You know, I used to call them satanic psychopaths, but that doesn't even accurately describe them anymore.
No, it does not.
I think Satan's ashamed of these people. I honestly do. I think they've done things he wouldn't do himself. Just kidding around, of course. But
well, why does the devil have to do anything when his disciples are doing it all? You know? He just sits back and has a glass of ice water. Who the heck knows? Hey, look, again, folks, I just want to underscore and ask people, and I hate doing this, but I'm forced to, but make a donation to this network. I mean, seriously, we're a little bit more than halfway there, if my math is correct. No, we're not even halfway there. We're approaching over $9,000, and we're coming up to the $10,000 mark. We've got 10 days here to collect another $15,000. That doesn't sound like a whole lot to people that have money. To people that don't have any money, that sounds like a lot. To me, the goal that we're trying to reach is about the operating cost. It's not even the operating cost per month for the network, but it will help us over that hump to restructure and add more radio programs and add more stations and do what we're here to do. We're coming up on our 9th anniversary, and that is June 4th of next month. And man, it's not the years, folks. It's the mileage. And I think my odometer's clicked over a few times. But that's okay. I changed the oil, put new rubber, and I'm good to go.
Awesome.
I'm telling you. We've got a few minutes left. 800-313-9443 if you want to chime in here before the program ends today. Please do avail yourself of that. My gosh. Paul?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening here? Put on your little crystal ball. What do you see going on here? Okay, we're going to fire up another quantitative easing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make up some phony bonds, and then we're going to sell them back to ourselves. Where do you see inflation going?
Well, you know, it's funny because remember they also control, you know, they control the futures market, which is basically the wholesale prices. So, you know, you might not see it reflected in price itself, but you're going to start seeing shortages. I mean, it's just all there is to it. And what I'm talking about is you go into the store, and it's like McDonald's, you know, not carrying sirloin anymore. The reason they're not carrying it anymore is simply because the farmers that are in Argentina that sell us our beef are saying, you know what, we can't afford to sell it to you for that price. So they're just totally ignoring the futures market, which determines the price of cattle, wheat, anything else that's a commodity. They're just all ignoring it because everybody realizes that it's not just gold and silver that these people are manipulating, but they're manipulating everything. So I think what you're going to see is you're going to see shortages. I think that's going to be the next step here is we're going to start seeing things that just aren't going to be available or they're going to be available in a very limited quantity. And it's simply the market responding. And what that would mean is that it's an opportunity, really, for those that have the ability to compete locally and to offer things locally. Now, obviously, the government is going to do their best to shut that down because they want to stick it to us any way they can. But for those of you that own your own little hobby farms or maybe a real farm, you should have some opportunities coming up here to sell things locally because people just aren't going to be able to get what they're used to getting in the grocery stores. That's what I see happening, John.
All right. Let me get my producer's attention here. I want to play a little clip. This was fascinating. This was not planned. This was spontaneous. This happened in Trenton, New Jersey. James Collada, who was removed, by the way, from this little doings by the state government, Senate Law and Public Safety Committee, they were holding these meetings and they were doing votes and everything else. Well, what happened is the committee meeting was held on April 30th, but the Examiner broke the story nationally on Saturday with the discovery of this video. And here's a little bit of background on it, of the original story from NewJersey.com. It seems as though seven separate gun bills made it through committee that day. And
do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Jersey, they stood up to recite the pledge. One person on that committee stood up and did the pledge as well. Everybody else is sitting there looking at each other like, my God, are we going to have a riot going on here?
Well, look, John, let's go back to the 60s. Remember the civil disobedience of the 60s? It came from the communist branch of the social system, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
Well, Obama was part of that. I think, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with civil disobedience. I think we do need to get involved in these hearings and to basically do what they did, disrupt.
You know, one person in attendance, and you got to listen real close. The only problem is with a lot of these recordings. These are done in cavernous rooms, and they're marble and hard surfaces, so there's a lot of echoing. But at the end of this, this guy stands up, and God love him for doing it. He says, "If you pass these laws that make me a criminal by not registering my guns, I will not register them." This was Glenn Darwell of Forked River. He says, "If you make me a criminal, I will stand once more and fulfill the Constitution. If my blood is in the streets, it's going to be on your hands." And
wow.
These people are serious. You know, Paul, we've had some people nosing around, making contact with military. And there are the conversations, the very quiet conversations going on off into the corners of the rooms. And they're saying, they're seeing this for what it is. And they're saying that, you know what, we're not going to fire on American citizens. We are not going to do that. We're Americans. We have a constitution. We have freedom, and we have liberty that constitution stands for, and we're not going to do it. You know.
Well, I'm telling you, John, that is awesome, because the reality is we got to go back to the precedents. I mean, look at the civil rights movement. Look what they did. They filled up the jails.
Yeah.
And they shut the system down that way. And maybe that's what it takes. Maybe we need some Rosa Parks and the gun rights movement.
Yeah, but see, what they didn't tell them, Paul, is they made them 14th American citizens, and they've truly brought them into bondage and slavery. But
yeah,
for them, it was a liberation, but they didn't know that they were being double-tapped into slavery.
I'm not talking at all about what their goals were. I'm saying their methods are worth replicating. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. I completely understand that. I'm just saying that the people that were trying to, you know, be on equal footing, and they thought they walked away and thought, well, I can now ride in the front of the bus. Yeah, congratulations. Now you've got a bird's eye seat because now you're a permanent slave. I got time to take one call here. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
This kind of goes in line with it, but I saw two videos today of two California sheriffs that went and testified in front of, I think it might have been the Senate Committee of California. And I tell you what, listening to those two guys brought tears to my eyes. I was so proud of them.
Yep.
And I recommend everybody go watch them. I found them on the Constitution Club online.
Constitution Club?
Yep.
All right. Is that constitutionclub.com?
I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but I'm sure you can Google it. But, yeah, it was totally incredible.
All right.
Totally incredible. One of the first sheriff actually said, "I will not enforce any of these laws, period."
Well, and what they're going to do is they're going to cause that internal conflict, and we're going to be left dealing with that. But it's good to see, and what I've been waiting for a number of years, and I've said it this way, Jim, that, you know, there's always that first person in that audience that recognizes that something needs to be punctuated with approval by their applause. It takes one person to stand up, and then pretty soon other people find the courage to do it. It's starting to happen all over this country.
Yes, it is.
And I want to be around here, and I want to report on it, and I want to be a part of the restoration. My God in heaven, these people are going to go down.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country.